Wired to Help, an electrical contractor, not only provides light to its customers, but offers the light of hope to its employees.
Open your eyes, your prize is right before you. Somehow, whatever you do, just don't miss now.
Finding a job can be extremely difficult if you have a criminal record. Most of us understand that. But what about forgiveness? What if someone truly wants to change? The Bible is filled with examples of second chances. Well, one Colorado company decided to take the Bible to heart and offer ex-cons a second chance. I shared this remarkable story with millions on CBN, and now I'd love to share it with you.
The obvious sights and sounds here. Electricians wiring a new building. The not-so-obvious thing going on here is the wiring of new lives.
The Wayfield Electrical Group is known for its top-notch, state-of-the-art projects, but its greatest claim to fame is what it's building in heaven, not only giving people second chances, but giving back to the community in general.
I think it's part of how I'm wired. It's part of my faith, you know. None of us are perfect. All of us have made choices in the past that we'd look back and say I would do that differently. So I think we're always looking forward and looking at the best in people and believing in them. And we want to build a place where people care about each other and it's a community. And no matter what's happened in the past, we can move through that and get to a better place.
Carla Nugent is one of the co-founders of Wayfield Electrical Group, a business of light.
I was doing cocaine, you know, pretty much anything I could get my hands on, which eventually along down the lines, many years later, about 10 years later, when I found meth and then completely habitual at that, stopped doing everything. That's all I did for like 3 years.
Scott Ammon credits her with saving his life.
I remember when I was in jail and you were getting some sheets on saying, hey, these are the felon-friendly businesses in Denver. And, you know, it's not wasn't really a big list and it wasn't like professionally done. It was just, you know, it was handwritten. And it was kind of scary.
Scott is now a journeyman electrician at Wayfield Group. He comes here as a veteran of Desert Storm and a graduate of a drug and alcohol rehab program.
Yeah, the money's very good, but you also get an opportunity to help build the infrastructure of, you know, the community you live in. You know, I've worked on lots of schools. Hospitals.
I was addicted to alcohol and I was at the point where I could go look for a job and Wayfield took a chance on me.
I was a meth addict for about 20 years.
Kurt, where would you be without Jesus Christ and this company?
I'd probably be in a prison cell, honestly, somewhere. And without Pier 1, I'd definitely be in prison.
Why is that?
Well, they took a chance on me and let me into their program and pretty much reprogrammed me to be functional in society and to trust the Lord and to trust myself and fight the addiction every day. Just believe in myself that I can do it.
2 years ago, the Denver Business Journal named Nugent Corporate Citizen of the Year, as well as Outstanding Woman in Business.
It's what I work here for. It's what gets me excited. It's what makes me connect to people. It's the bigger picture. I want to be known as a woman of faith and living that. In the workplace?
We wouldn't be in the position we are if it wasn't for Jesus in our lives and how that helps us push through things and just knowing I've got my Bible promise book in my drawer. So every time I have to quote a verse or something like that, whether it's anger, sad, you know, frustration, I got all the little points that I can point. I mean, that all helps get through to the next level.
When most of us flip on a light switch, we don't give it a second thought. But to Scott and dozens of others, it's relevance, pride, and a light at the end of a very dark tunnel.
All the great men of God desperately needed second chances. In fact, the guy who wrote much of the Bible spent time in jail, the Apostle Paul. And if anyone was going to be anxious about anything, it would be a prisoner. But Paul didn't fret at all. In fact, what really stands out to me in Philippians 4:6 isn't that Paul says not to be anxious, but he says, don't be anxious about anything. There's no wiggle room. That's because I think God knows that when we worry, we just exaggerate our circumstances. Proverbs says that anxiety weighs a man down, but also goes on to say in Proverbs that a heart at peace gives life to the body. After Paul says don't be anxious about anything, he said to pray about everything and thank God, and in return, you get this peace that no one can explain to you. So what are you waiting for? If you need a second chance or you just need that peace, ask God and thank Him in advance for revealing to you your divine calling. I'm Stephanie Brady.